This is Barbara Mangill.
Hello, I'm Johnny Kay.
Hi, this is Tanya Tucker.
Hi, this is Waylon Jennings.
Hi, this is Billy Burnett. And whenever I'm in this part of the world, I always have my dial tuned to Country Flashback.
All right, who's ready for some Waylon? I know I am, and I'm sure you are too. You're listening to Country Flashback, and I'm your host, Rich Rennick. And in this part of our show, we're going to feature the music of Waylon Jennings. Now, we had Waylon on the show many years ago, and he had a lot to say, including what it was like growing up in Texas.
Well, you know what? Growing up in Texas was kind of like being snatched up by the hair of the head. You know, I've always said that. You know, we were poor people, but you know what? Everybody else was, too. And I did come from a musical family. My dad played harmonica and guitar, and my mom played guitar. And they taught me the basic chords. But the thing about Texas is, back in when I was growing up, of course, you didn't have any money, so every other house had a fiddle or a guitar and somebody that knew how to play it. And that was a big thing on Sunday afternoons, getting together, and somebody would start, and music was a big part of our life.
He also told us about the influence Buddy Holly had on him and his music.
You know, I'd known Buddy Holly about 7-8 years before I ever went to work with him. I tell you, it was something that formed a lot of ideas in the way I think about music. And I still use it today because he taught me so many things. He taught me that I like feel, get a good feeling rhythm track, and then and really that how important the music itself was. Even before you get into the song. You can have a great song and just blow it by having bad music. But he taught me to never compromise when it comes to the music.
And you can definitely hear that influence in Waylon's songwriting. Now, a song he didn't write is one of his favorite tunes he recorded, though. His biggest chart hit of the 60s, Only Daddy That'll Walk the Line.
You know what, that was that song, I think, is probably the most country thing, and just really, really is a country song. You know what I mean? Like, if you wanted to, if anything I've ever cut all through my life, you say, well, what was the most country? And I think that is. Because it was written by a great guitar player, Jimmy Bryant. And that's still one of my favorite songs.
Only daddy that'll walk the line. A long time forgotten, our dreams had just fell by the way. A good-hearted woman, loving her good time.
Well, good-hearted woman. You know, I was writing that song, and one day I was in a poker game with Willie. And I was fixing to record the next day, and I said, Willie, you help me finish this song. I didn't like but a couple of lines. I said, and I'll give you half of it. And so he did, and I did, and we did.
And Waylon had a bit of a surprise about his biggest chart hit.
Yeah, Luckenbach, Texas. You know what? A lot of people ain't going to believe this, but I ain't never been to Luckenbach. And Chips Moman and Bobby Emmons, who wrote the song, they ain't never been there either. But actually, if you've been anywhere in this country, there's always a Luckenbach.
The only two things in life that make it worth living, his guitar's tuned good and firm, feeling women.
Unfortunately, that's all we have time for this time around, but there's plenty more Waylon stories for another day. When we come back, we're going to take a little audio road trip to the Pelican State. Can you guess where we're headed? We'll find out when Country Flashback returns.